Good afternoon and welcome to episode one of the ASSR podcast. I am Mr. Toms and joining me from Podcast Club today we have...
Ruben, age year four.
Oscar, I'm in year six.
Lily Grace and I'm in year three.
Tilly and I'm in year four.
On today's episode we are going to be interviewing Sparrowhawk's teacher Mr. Toms.
This is our first question for Mr. Toms. Why did you start teaching?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. I started out working in an office when I left sixth form, and I was stuck in an office that was the size of about a shed, and there was just me and my boss in there, and it was just tons and tons and tons and tons of paperwork. And I really hated it. When I was at sixth form, I was a swimming teacher and I absolutely loved it. And I was sitting in this office one day thinking, why, I love that so much, why don't I go back to it? So I applied for uni and luckily my A-level grades were good enough to get me in. Went to uni, qualified with quite a good degree. I was quite surprised. And yeah, I just decided, yeah, I'll become a teacher. And it was great. I loved it. Every day is different. There's never a dull moment, and I think it is one of the best jobs in the world.
Next question. What is your favourite subject and why? This is written by Alex in year five.
Okay, my favourite subject to teach, that is a difficult one. I guess I absolutely love books and I love writing, so English would be a good one to teach because I love reading what my class come out with. Their ideas are absolutely phenomenal. Lots of their writing often makes me laugh. Some of it makes me ball up into tears and I'm a mess because the stuff is so emotional. And I'm also a massive sport fan, so I do love playing PE, mostly because sometimes I get involved and when I'm against children year three and four, I have a chance of winning.
I've got a question for you. What do you do in your free time?
Oh, wow. Well, as a teacher, you know, we don't really get much free time. We almost live, breathe, sleep at school. I love reading. I have so many books. I'm preparing to move. And so far, my spare room is just full of boxes of books. I've not had time to pack anything else up because I have too many. I'm reading three or four different ones at the moment. And what else do I like doing? I like playing football, although I'm getting old now. My knees can't really take playing football too much. So I only really do it once a month because it takes me that long to recover. It takes me a month after playing football to recover to be able to play again. Thank you, Lady Grace.
I have a question. You mentioned about books and I was wondering, what's your favourite book?
Oh, there's a few. I have favourite adult books. I love reading children's books. I have favourite ones of those as well. My favourite adult book has got to be a story called How to Stop Time, and it's by an author called Matt Haig. He does write children's books as well, but this story, it's really quite unique. It's about a man called Tom Hazard, and he ages 15 times slower than people actually do. So in the present day, he's about 500 years old, and it's about the story of all the things he's lived and seen through. And it turns out there are these other people who are also have the similar condition where they age really, really slowly. And we find out that he has a daughter, but he's not seen his daughter since the Tudor times. And he's desperately trying to find her. My favourite children's book? I don't know if I can answer that with one. I love the Roald Dahl books. George's Marvellous Medicine is perhaps one of my all-time favourites. And another one that did really make me quite sad was The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. And I can't remember who that was by, but I remember the end. I could tell before the ending, we were getting closer, and I realised, oh no, I think I know what's going to happen. And the closer and closer I got to it, the stronger I felt that this is what's going to happen. And then when I read what actually did happen, I was crying for days. I was inconsolable. I went through about a million different tissues because it was just such a sad, sad book. I do recommend that any of you listening to it, definitely go out and get it. It's amazing.
This is another question for you. What is your favourite video game?
Oh, my favourite video game. Now, obviously, I've probably been playing video games for a very long time, when our consoles didn't even have colour screens. They were that bad. Tetris. You cannot beat a good game of Tetris. That repetitive music that plays over and over again, the very simple gameplay and the fact that it speeds up and gets quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. Modern game, I just started playing a game called Zoo Tycoon, where you get to build your own zoo and you have to go and feed animals and you have to breed them and make your zoo bigger and attract guests. And I've always wanted to, if I didn't become a teacher, I did actually once fill in an application form to be a zookeeper in London Zoo, but I never sent it off. So yeah, that game has allowed me to fulfil a lifelong ambition of sort of being a zookeeper. Okay, things have taken a turn for the worse here at Podcast Club. Ruben and Oscar are taking their shoes off and smelling each other's shoes. And I have to say, I'm so glad that you're not here to smell this because it is horrific.
Really bad.
Now, Oscar, I believe that PGL is coming up very soon. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Is there a particular activity that you're really looking forward to doing?
There's a few. One of the things I'm most looking forward to is the air rifle shooting, where you are in a little room, and we all have air rifles, and we have to shoot it at paper targets.
Oh, good! I thought you were going to say you're going to be shooting at us, but you shoot at paper targets.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm looking forward to is we're playing like hide and seek outside at night.
Oh wow, that sounds fantastic. In this day and age, to have all these wonderful activities, to hear that hide and seek is still such a good, popular game.
Hide and seek is my favourite game, so don't judge.
It's competition time. Can you guess what is our secret sound from Oscar? Tweet your answers at ASSR Hihifold. By Friday, you could win the best seats at Sports Day.
That's all for today.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Don't forget to subscribe.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye! Bye.